Welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business coach, luxury brand consultant, and serious travel planner. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is a happy, healthy, positive, and very productive show about living life in the fast lane, learning how to slow down, and how to become the best version of yourself through inspiration, motivation, and determination, both personally and professionally. If this sounds like something that you need in your life, then you've definitely come to the right spot. I'll be sharing some of my favorite business tips, personality, as well as some crazy stories from my own career choices. You'll also be hearing from a few of my friends who happen to be entrepreneurs like myself. Don't forget, the conversations continue after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group, which you can find on thehappyworkaholic.com. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit my website, kellyannegorman.com, and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. Now, let's get started with today's show. Hey, everyone. Happy Friday. So today, I want to talk to you about knowing your limits. So I'm going to use myself as an example because I hit my limit for sure yesterday. So the last week I was in San Diego working and a little vacation as well. And it was one that I desperately needed. I had actually changed my flight like 6 times, I think, because of my chemo schedule and doctor's appointments and all that fun stuff. But this time I was able to leave a day early and stay a day late. So it was definitely something that I needed. I sat by the ocean. I got fresh air. I definitely got some sunshine. And now I'm back to Vegas and back to trying to get back into my normal routine. I'm very extremely scheduled person, I should say. So I do my daily deposit, my happiness vase every morning. I journal, I meditate, I listen to my podcast. Then I get to my scheduled work for my clients and all of that. And I was missing my meditation because honestly, I feel like I totally forgot about it because I was getting my Zen that I needed from being by the ocean every day. So now I need to get back into that schedule, but I kind of was running around and I had a lot more clients from pushing out all of my new business coaching programs as well as LinkedIn. So I was like super busy just working for different clients like all over the place. So now I'm back in Vegas, like I said, back to my schedule and my routine. And yesterday I just hit a wall and it hurt. I literally collapsed. Like, I had to turn my computer off at 3. I felt like I was getting the flu. And I've also been around a lot of sick kids. So that's not good, especially when you're on chemo. It feels like you have the flu within like literally 5 minutes. So I've been taking my emergency and drinking more vitamin C and doing everything preventive that I can so that I don't get this flu. And plus, it's allergy season, changing of the seasons, like everything all at once. Of course, it hits you, right? So I had to tell myself, like, Kelly, it's time to stop turning your computer off. You need a break. So that's what I finally did yesterday afternoon around 3. I ended up taking a nap, which I definitely needed. I woke up, I still had the chills and the sweats, and I was like, nope, this isn't happening. So I took some more meds so that I wouldn't get sick. So I woke up nice and early this morning, refreshed. I think I slept it off. I think I'm good. Knock on wood. So I just wanted to tell you that when you feel like you are crashing, when you feel the exhaustion, when you feel like, okay, I just need to do like these 2 more things and I'll be done, just stop. Just turn your computer off, put your phone away, take a break, take a nap. I shut my eyes. I was listening to my podcast that I need to catch up on. I did some more meditations. I listened to some music. I just had to clock the heck out because I hit a wall. I've been going nonstop. You have to know your limit and when it's time to just clock out. So I did that yesterday and I wanted to just tell you about it and how I feel refreshed. I'm much more productive. I have a very long to-do list because it's my follow-up Friday. And so I had to follow up with all my clients. I had to finish websites I'm working on. I'm finalizing logos this weekend and I'm doing a lot of LinkedIn stuff. So, and filming next week. And I also have a lot of doctor's appointments. So I'm trying to schedule all of that so that I'm not overwhelmed like I was the last 2 days being back in Vegas. I'm like all over the place and I physically cannot handle that because I am so organized and so scheduled where if I like, can't cross it off. It's, I feel like this is a bit OCD, but, like, I'm just, I think I get this from working when I, just from being a personal assistant for so many years and working on yachts where you're just, like, so, or like, you, there's no other option but to be, like, OCD organized. So I still have that in me. And so when I can't, like, cross something off and I have to bump it to the next day on my, in my planner, it, like, literally drives me nuts. So I hit my limit yesterday. I just told myself it's time to take a break. I took it. I feel better. I am drinking my iced coffee right now, and I am back to work, and I'm going to have a great, productive day. So I just want to share my story about when you feel like that it's time to take a break. You need to know your limits and when it's time to stop. If you don't, you're going to crash and burn, and it's just not going to be good for your work, for yourself. You might get run down and feel sick and then get sick, and it will cause a lot of stress as well, and that's not good for anybody because stress can literally kill you. So to end this on a positive note, just know your limits. Write down, keep a journal. I keep a journal. I write in it every day so I can always look back and know when something happened, because you just need a little place to jot down notes. If you don't want to journal, post-its are great. You can have like even just like a little notepad or put it in notes in your phone. And just know your limits. Know when it's time to shut yourself off, take a break, clock out, and you're just going to come back stronger. So I hope that you guys are having a fantastic week, and I am back with a few more shows, and I'm so excited to share some more stories with you. And of course, I hope that you have a wonderful weekend. I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you like this episode, please let me know by writing a review for the Happy Workaholic podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic podcast Facebook group. That's where I'll be to answer all of your questions about any of the episodes that you've been listening to. Now, if you prefer any behind-the-scenes action, you can always follow me on Instagram at KKNVegas, where I post daily on my feed and on Instagram stories. Now, if for some reason you're not on social media, you can always send me an email at hello@KellyanneGorman.com or visit my website at KellyanneGorman.com and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. You'll be getting those delivered to your inbox every Wednesday. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk again soon.